With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he hopes Russia and Ukraine can reach an agreement to end their war and save some lives.
Hopefully the war is going to be over. 27,000 people killed last week. 27,000 over the last 3 or 4 weeks. 27,000 people killed. That war should end.
Meanwhile, lawmakers from both parties have opened congressional investigations into U.S. military strikes against suspected drug smuggling boats.
The House and Senate Armed Services Committees have launched reviews of the Trump administration's attacks on vessels in the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean. Republican and Democratic lawmakers cited a published report that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a verbal order for surviving crew members to be killed during a September attack. Hegseth called the Washington Post story fake news, and President Trump said his administration would look into the matter. Craig Clugston, Washington.
Lisa Dwyer reports there's a new deal between the U.S. and U.K. when it comes to pharmaceuticals.
The U.K. has secured a 0% tariff rate for all U.K. medicines exported to the United States for at least 3 years. In return, the U.K. has agreed to increase spending on new medicines. The Trump administration says that U.K. drug firms have also committed to invest more in the United States and create more U.S. jobs. The U.K.'s National Health Service will spend around 25% more on new treatments in an effort to approve medicines that previously may have been declined purely on cost-effectiveness grounds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cyber Monday is rewriting the holiday shopping playbook, with online sales forecast to jump 6% this year to more than $14 billion. Retailers are offering big discounts and free shipping to close out the five-day spree that started on Thanksgiving Day. On Wall Street right now, the Dow's down 328. This is SRN News. The Netherlands may expand assisted suicide.
The practice is already surging in the small country, with 10,000 people electing to take their own life last year, accounting for 5% of all deaths. Now an effort has begun to present a referendum to the Dutch people that would remove all restrictions on assisted suicide, including the requirement that a doctor examine the individual. Critics point out that many younger people are now killing themselves in the Netherlands with prescription drugs, and most cite psychological discomfort. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish communities around the world are preparing to celebrate Hanukkah, which begins at sundown on Sunday. That's December 14th this year. This will be the third straight year that Jews will mark the eight-day holiday in the shadow of the war in Gaza, which followed the October 2023 terrorist attack on Israelis by the Hamas terrorist group. President Trump has been trying to broker an end to all the hostility there. This is SRN News. White House Christmas decoration set to include a traditional replica gingerbread house.
Each year, the pastry chef and the first lady highlight something special about the White House. And this year's feature is a sneak peek into the Yellow Oval Room. That is a sitting room in the private living quarters for the president and first lady that's on the second floor of the White House. And what you see in the gingerbread house of the Yellow Oval Room is decorated just as it is in the actual White House.
Authorities in Stockton, California are offering a $25,000 reward as they continue to hunt for suspects in a deadly shooting at a child's birthday party over the weekend. Four people were killed, including three children, and 11 others were wounded. Police say the attack was targeted. There appears to be no general threat to the public in terms of a terrorist motivation. They say they also recovered a number of guns nearby. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.